From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns commences a message called Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith. Here he will be dealing with the faith of Joshua and the overthrow of Jericho. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Whom, When, How to Deliver. The text is 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The godly are tempted and tried. That is not true faith, which is never put to the test. But the godly are delivered out of their trials, and that not by chance, nor by secondary agencies, but by the Lord himself. He personally undertakes the office of delivering those who trust him. God loves the godly, or godlike, and he makes a point of knowing where they are and how they fare. Sometimes their way seems to be a labyrinth, and they cannot imagine how they are to escape from threatening danger. What they do not know, their Lord knows. He knows whom to deliver, and when to deliver, and how to deliver. He delivers in the way which is most beneficial to the godly, most crushing to the tempter, and most glorifying to himself. We may leave the how with the Lord, and be content to rejoice in the fact that he will, in some way or other, bring his own people through all the dangers, trials, and temptations of this mortal life to his own right hand in glory. This day it is not for me to pry into my Lord's secrets, but patiently to wait his time, knowing this, that though I know nothing, my heavenly Father knows. Among the great classics of Christian literature, A.W. Tozer's The Pursuit of God is remarkable for its impact on the lives of countless believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. The product of a lifelong passion for knowing God in an intimate, soul-refreshing relationship, this small volume exposes the roadblocks that keep us from fully knowing God, reveals our responsibility of the pursuit, and ultimately leads us into the very presence of God Himself. Some of the chapter titles include Following Hard After God, Restoring the Creator-Creature Relation, and The Sacrament of Living. As you read and study Tozer's penetrating insights, you will learn the meaning of Paul's words in Philippians 3, verse 10, that I may know Him. Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer complete reprints of this timeless devotional help free of charge. For your copy of The Pursuit of God, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you prefer regular mail, simply write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your free copy of The Pursuit of God, and we'll be glad to provide it. As he commences this message called Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith, Dr. Cairns takes his text from verse 30 of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Having brought Israel safely through the Jordan, God now sets before them the city which was the most heavily fortified in all the ancient world. As if that were not daunting enough, the Lord gave them a command which seemed to make absolutely no sense militarily. They were to march around Jericho each day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day. Then they were to shout, and God said the walls would fall down. And so they did. From this historical narrative, Dr. Cairns draws some important spiritual truths for God's people in this day, for we all have our Jerichos. Now here is Dr. Cairns with the opening portion of Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith.
We're turning this morning in our Bibles to the book of Joshua, at verse 13 of chapter 5, reading into chapter 6. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho, and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horn. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Finishing the reading at verse 5 of chapter 6, and the Lord will add his own blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. This morning we return to the series of messages in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. We're reaching near the end of that chapter now. But we come today to the 30th verse of Hebrews chapter 11. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. The fall of Jericho was unique. Even in all the other battles that the children of Israel were called upon to fight, even in those times when they were very much aware of the presence of the Lord, his guidance, his specific commands and interventions on their behalf, even on occasions when they were to enjoy the greatest of heavenly power to give them victory, the Lord never again did a miracle quite like this one. There never was another occasion when the children of Israel stood before the walls of a great city and saw the walls fall flat before them. Now, of course, the Lord accomplished the same end on many other occasions, namely the defeat of his adversaries and the victory of his people. But he did so by entirely different means. Now, that's something we would always do well to remember. And yet I feel that it's something, simple as it is, that we are very prone to overlook. The Lord is not tied to any one particular set of means. I think in the church we would always do ourselves a favor were we to keep in mind that the God of heaven is the God of variety. We were, as I told you a couple of weeks back, driving through a blizzard. And as we drove, we had to think of something other than the appalling road conditions and the even more appalling driving habits of the lunatics around about us. We were the only wise people on the road. And as we did so, we talked about the fact that, or mentioned the fact that when you look at all those countless billions of snowflakes, not two are identical. That really does boggle the brain. When you look at God's creation, and I think as creationists we would do well to keep this in mind and not try in some way to downplay it as if it was part of the armory of the evolutionist. In God's creation, there is an endless supply of variety. You find the same in the church. It's sad when young preachers set out to model themselves on older preachers and try to preach the same way. I remember back in Northern Ireland, we had a young fellow. Well, he was not so young that he should have been so daft, but we had this young fellow who felt that the Lord was using Ian Paisley in a great way, and he was. Hundreds and hundreds of people were being saved. Crowds were coming to hear him preach. So this young fellow thought, well, if I preach like Ian Paisley, I'll have the same results. When Dr. Paisley comes into the pulpit, doesn't matter where he is, in his own pulpit or any other pulpit, first thing is he always kneels at the pew. Not many preachers do that. I trust they all pray when they come into the pulpit, but he always kneels when he comes into the pulpit. Some preachers have particular habits. I knew another preacher. When he went to visit in hospital, he always kneeled by the side of the hospital bed. And I can tell you, if the person wasn't saved or was rather timid about confessing Christ, they hated to see that old preacher coming into a ward. Over there, you'd have maybe 30 people in that ward in those days, so he would have come in. Dr. Paisley kneels at the pulpit pew. This young fellow decided, that's the secret, I'll do that. For a while, the moderator felt he was getting too hot when he was preaching, and a lot of people felt at times he was getting fairly hot. And so he would take off the woolen, the black woolen, a Barathea cloth coat that he wore. If you don't know what Barathea is, then I can tell you it's a mighty heavy and long-wearing and sweat-causing material. And so Dr. Paisley, before he preached it, would lay off the black coat and he would put on a very light, unlined linen jacket and preach in that. Next thing we saw with the young fellow was he had a light, white linen jacket that he changed in the middle. Of course, he never preached enough to work up a sweat anyway. And I thought, you know, how absolutely crazy it is to get it into your head that here is a man who does certain things and God uses them, that therefore if I simply ape the same things, God will use me too. It doesn't work that way. Never has, and it never will. We do well to remember in the church that God needs all kinds of people with all kinds of abilities. And sometimes when we look at ourselves, all kinds of lack of abilities. He doesn't only use the learned. He doesn't only use those that the world would take to be greatly gifted. He takes all of his people. And the key in the situation is not the means, but it is the God who employs those means and the power of the Spirit in that employment. That's the thing that really matters. We would do well to remember it. The result of that, of course, is that the old devil never knows what to expect. There's nothing new under the sun as far as man's dealings are concerned. He runs to an end of his inventiveness. As far as the devil's actions are concerned, he quickly reaches the end of his inventiveness. You can always expect what the devil's going to do. But the devil can never plan on what the Lord is going to do. There's a great comfort in that, and a great lesson. We are too prone, I think, to worship the extraordinary means and miss the real miracle. We would do well just to remember Jericho and the fall of the walls only happened once. But though it was unique, the fundamental lessons for the people of God in all ages remain the same, valid and urgent, and they certainly are for us today. You see, we all have our Jerichos. You are going to come to Jericho's walls. If you haven't come to them already, you're going to come to them very, very quickly in your Christian experience. In many ways, our Jerichos make that particular Jericho that Joshua faced, that ancient fortified city, they make those walls seem like nothing. Because our Jericho is really the conquest first of our own internal corruptions by the power of grace. And on a wider scale, Jericho for us today is the conquest of this world by Christ and his gospel. We certainly, like Joshua, face the walls of a mighty Jericho. And like Joshua, we can only overcome by faith. In his case, if you read Joshua chapter 6 carefully, you will see that faith walked, faith waited, and faith warred according to the word of God. And in simple reliance on God's promise, and in total obedience to God's command. That's the way it must be with us. As you look at this text and the story behind it, there's one fact that stands out, and we will underline it today. I trust it will be a comfort and a help and an encouragement to God's people. Sin's strongholds fall before faith.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.